You are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeter. To support the show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS and Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter.
And I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Monday, December 8th, 2014. My name is Sam Steeter. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are just barely broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal from the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, last week's jobs report looking better, but also hampered by the fact that workers continue to get a smaller slice of the pie relative to shareholders. Protests continue across the country in the wake of not just Eric Garner's or the failure of an indictment in the Eric Garner case, the shooting death of Tamir Rice, the shooting death of Michael Brown, the shooting death of, black men and boys across the country. The Rolling Stone story on the rape at University of Virginia has sort of imploded and may just end up being a damaging, not just Rolling Stone, but the ability of rape victims across the country to be taken at their word. Mary Landrieu, no longer to be in the Senate after a runoff this weekend in Louisiana. California drought, apparently the worst in 1,200 years. So for you right-wingers, that means close to one-sixth or seventh of the entire history of the world. And Bridgegate investigation, not quite over, ladies and gentlemen. Not quite over. All that and more on today's program. I should tell you, Mike is out of town on his, I guess he's decided to take vacation.
Interesting.
Yeah, Matt finds that very interesting. Joining us today is picking up the slack is our friend Amber. Hello, Amber. Not as
hello.
There she is. She's the first time she's ever talked onto a microphone. That's the sorry. That's the we've got that system's all rigged for Michael. He never knew to press the button though. That's actually pretty good. So you're ahead of the game. Want to start right in. Rush Limbaugh made an appearance on what show is that? The Chris Wallace show?
It's Fox News Sunday.
Fox News Sunday. And we don't have a clip of when he first came on, although it was a fairly passive aggressive, like, oh, yeah, it's my first time back here since 2009. They're very, a little rancorous over there on the right. But Limbaugh is on, of course, the we must mitigate the reality of what it's like to be a black person in today's society, because we can't have any of that self-doubt creep in to white consciousness in this country. And of course, you may also know that the president is black, and he is just giving the country away to the black folk, according to Rush Limbaugh. We got a couple of clips, but this is, and you know, I'm not quite clear on why he came. This was the first time that he had been on Fox News Sunday in 5 or 6 years, I guess, but they really wanted his take on just how ungrateful, really, in many respects, black people are in this country, according to Rush Limbaugh.
I like how they have to break his long multi-year sabbatical from Fox News for a race relations issue.
Well, of course,
Rush Limbaugh is the real expert on race relations in the United States of America.
Well, I mean, they want to get a rise. They don't want to have to say this. And so why not farm it out to Limbaugh? Because you know the problem here. Now, we have protests that have been going on across the country. Over the weekend, we saw protests in New York, in Chicago, in Boston, in Cleveland, in Pittsburgh, Jefferson City, Missouri. I mean, there have been protests all around the country. In California, out in Berkeley, there's been confrontations with the police. They have shut down highways. In Philadelphia, people staged a die-in. In Chicago, 100 churches organized peaceful rallies throughout the day over the weekend. In Miami, protesters marched onto Interstate I-95, shutting it down in both directions. And so you got protests all across the country. They continue here, obviously, in New York as well. What was it, on Thursday night? They had shut down the bridge, Manhattan Bridge, I think it was, and marched up Atlantic Avenue. There were protests in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Protests all around the country. And if you are a Fox News viewer, you must be told that really this is about a lack of gratitude. This is really the problem is with those people who are protesting, and they are agitating over nothing. Now, you may have seen the footage of Eric Garner, but that's not relevant. What's relevant is that this is, again, another hustle, according to Rush Limbaugh. So here he is on Fox News Sunday saying this.
And one of the things that critics and some of the demonstrators cite is, for instance, that black drivers who are stopped for a traffic stop are 3 times as likely to be searched as white drivers. So what do you think of them in this perception of unfairness in the criminal justice system?
I don't think that things are rosy and perfect in America, but to say that they're no better, as the mayor of New York said, it's absurd. We've made all kinds of efforts to improve race relations in this country. The 1964 Civil Rights Act, affirmative action, we have bent over backwards. Is it all perfect? No, it's not. But there's no acknowledgement of any of the progress, Chris. If you listen to these people, the president, the mayor of New York, you would think it's 200 years ago. You would think we haven't even started working on these problems, and that's not true.
Chris, you know, you understand who really is oppressed here. It is those of us who have bent over backwards. I mean, to think that people don't appreciate the amount of progress we have made over the past 200 years. We don't get any credit. We, who have bent over backwards don't get any credit for the fact that we don't have slaves anymore. We never hear these protesters start before their protests say, well, at least black people aren't slaves anymore, and then go ahead and expect that they're not going to get different treatment from the police. Let me ignore those statistics that you presented, Chris, and just go on to say that really this is about people who are just fundamentally ungrateful for how much we, white people, have bent over backwards for them.
Before we get started with this march here, I'd just like to thank all the white people who enabled us to march today. So thank you. All right, now we can get to the issues at hand.
Exactly. Exactly. All he's looking for is a little bit of gratitude for everything that Rush Limbaugh and white people have done for race relations in this country. Just stunning. It is the classic attempt to victimize themselves. Of course, this is all about how oppressive this is to white people. And then Limbaugh goes on, and this is, you know, we mentioned this the other day, but it's stunning to hear them roll this out.
Oh, this is all right-wingers, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes.
This is how they're taking the Eric Garner death.
Yes.
The killing, the murder of Eric Garner.
Yes. This is here's Rush Limbaugh now talking about the real outrage, what people should really be outraged about when they see that video of Eric Garner's death.
Let's talk about the Eric Garner case, which a lot of people think is different. In fact, at the beginning, you said that you were troubled by what happened in the Eric Garner case, the heavy set black man who was taken down in Staten Island.
Pause it.
But you now say that.
Let's remind everybody, this is a heavy set black man. So he is heavy set.
That he was not choked. It was not a choke hold. And I guess the question I have, and I ask this with all due respect, we're friends. What are you talking about that it's not a chokehold?
I'm listening to experts in the police departments around the country that I know tell me it's not a chokehold. I'm listening to certain things I've read in the media quoting police officials and those who train police saying that this was not a chokehold. It might have been carotid restriction, but it was not a chokehold. But Chris, none of this all misses the point.
Now, the reason why it all misses the point is because we know that all of the sources that have supposedly told Rush Limbaugh that it's not a chokehold are full of it. We know the medical examiner said this was a homicide by police.
But the police are telling me that.
But
the police
are telling me something different, of course. But that's not the point. This is what is really the point.
Garner doing? He was selling cigarettes, loose cigarettes. And the police in New York, because they're so eager for tax collection, what is being done here with regard to taxes and the state's desire to collect them no matter what, how many cops were descended on that situation? For cigarettes, how many people smoking marijuana did the cops pass by and ignore on the way to Eric Garner? You've got $13 a carton, $13 a pack in New York City. Over $6 of that is taxes. And the authorities are telling the cops, you go out and you stop that because they're so intent on collecting tax revenue. I think the real outrage here is that an American died while the state is enforcing tax collection on cigarettes. This is just absurd. And it, you know, people talk about the left. They want a big state. They want a powerful state. Well, here it is. You've got to take all of it. If you want a powerful state, there's your police force acting on demands of the authorities to go out and make sure that every dime of tax is collected, particularly from tobacco. Look how we stigmatize tobacco.
Let me, to the point
now that it's so despised and reviled that a guy loses his life selling single cigarettes in New York City. It's absurd.
Now, one has to wonder what is going through Chris Wallace's mind now, because he's got to be saying to himself, just how will I be able to look myself in the mirror unless I say something like, that's a utterly ridiculous theory. The idea that Mayor de Blasio is sitting in a room with cops saying, like, we need to send four or five cops out there to get to crack down and get these cigarette taxes. There's not an adult. There's not an adult who would listen to that and actually believe that's the way a city works. And so poor Chris Wallace, and by adult, I really mean someone who really is just a, sort of a thoughtful person. Because I understand there's a huge audience, obviously, that believes, that could walk away and look at that video and say, this is really about these cops going after this guy because of the Lucys. Now, fortunately for Rush Limbaugh's theory, there's no white people who ever sell Lucys, which is why no white people are attacked when they are unarmed by cops, by multiple cops. I mean, this is... it is stunning. It's stunning because I know there must be some people out there who actually believe it because they keep repeating this over and over again, that this is really about cigarette tax. And I like how he throws in, they just walk by the marijuana because they're not taxing it yet, of course. That's why the cops probably passed a half a dozen guys smoking pot, but they needed to get that $6 a pack from this guy who clearly was costing the city millions of dollars in revenue. I mean, you could just see Eric Garner sitting there as he heads back to his 23,000 square foot home on Long Island from all the revenue he has made depriving the city of cigarette taxes. Unbelievable. I mean, you got to feel bad for Chris Wallace.
I mean, I don't think Rush Limbaugh meant it in this way, but it is absurd.
Yeah, it is absurd. Course. Of course his theory is absurd. Of course it is. But you do, it's impressive, I guess, that he can sit there and say this stuff and not be, I mean, and not like giggle as he's saying it. That I find to be somewhat impressive.
I mean, the real situation with the whole right-wing narrative that he died over a cigarette tax is basically they want to play themselves the victim here. Like, well, it could happen to them. That
no,
could
I mean, look,
ostensibly look, happen
this
to
is,
them is what
the reason
saying.
We talked about this. The reason why you hear this from guys like Rand Paul is they have to say something. They have to say something. And this is the best they can do. Honestly. This is basically it. I'm going to go on. I'm going to talk about this. I've got to have some theory that fits into our notion that the government is oppressing all of us, that this is not about the fact that Eric Garner was black. This is not about the fact that we have statistics after statistics after statistics that show that blacks are treated differently from whites. Well, when it comes to just about anything in our society, but specifically in this case, in terms of their relations with police. We cannot make it about that. And so we go to taxes because that's where we go to. That's what they say. I want to play this sound. It's from, I guess this is from a week or two ago. But it seems somewhat relevant in terms of just sort of the inability for the right to absorb. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to say goodbye probably to freebies right now. So bye, freebies. Teaser Monday.